The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it's Damian from Marketing Food Online. I hope you guys are having another great day. As always, FDA and your food nutritional labeling guidelines. I wanted to do a video. I wanted to show you this specific link that will help you understand exactly what the FDA requires, allows, and offers you as far as what you can claim on your label if it happens to be a health product, if it happens to be of a nutritional value, if it happens to be a product that could benefit someone's health. You need to understand what you actually can and cannot put on a label and then how that works. So I wanted to walk you through this really quick. And what I'll do is I'm actually going to leave the link for this down in the description below, and you can do a little bit more research on it for yourself. So I'm going to run through this kind of briefly. I just wanted to let you be aware of this, and this is a great resource. Now, some of the stuff I'm going to show you is actually quite a bit of reading, but to be honest with you, it is well worth the time. Just take a few minutes, sit down and take a look at this information, because it will help you understand your label creation and then what is allowed to be put on it. So when you go to the site, it is, of course, the FDA.gov. On the left side here, you'll have the handful of topics that you can actually go over and take a look at. Okay. This one in particular that I just opened the page with is the label claims, the front of the package labeling initiative. Okay, and then the nutritional facts labeling program and materials. This is great, by the way, this part right here. And then, of course, all the way down through here. And these are types of claims. This is going to give you the definitions, okay, and then, of course, the guidance, regulatory information for these types of claims. Now, there are different types of claims. There are some claims that are health claims, some are nutrient-based, and you can take a look at these individually for yourself. What I want to do is I wanted to show you the nutritional. There it is. All right. Now, nutritional facts, label programs, and materials. So in 2016, actually, the FDA, just a couple years ago, they redid the actual label, the way it's laid out. And then also some of the information has changed slightly as far as how it's displayed on the label. Okay. So right here is the changes to the nutritional facts label. And I'm going to go over that in just 1 second, okay? But I just wanted to scroll down here and show you guys all of the resources. Believe it or not, this FDA website is loaded with resources. By the way, if you're going to get into pharmaceuticals, you could check here, animal and veterinarian, cosmetic labeling, tobacco products and vaccines, etc. All of that stuff is right here. It's a load of information. It's really interesting. So scroll down here, a couple extra resources too. There's an educational resource library. This has articles and information that is really useful as well for labeling. More on the labeling and nutrition of your products here, okay? And then guidance and regulations here, okay? So whatever it is that you want to learn more about or know more of, so you can label your product properly, you need to check that out. And of course, really quick, I'll show you some of the options. If you find an article in here that's really interesting, something you want to keep on hand, of course, you can email it, you can add it to your social media, or you can print it. Some of the stuff myself, I actually print and I go back over and read it. It's really interesting. And it's definitely important to be on top of what you can and can't do, of course, with your label. I get questions like this all the time here on my YouTube channel. So this information on the website will perfectly explain to you exactly what is recommended by the FDA. Now go down through here. It will talk to you about some, it'll break this down into kind of mini smaller versions of each part of the label. Like for instance, sodium, how to take a look at the sodium, what's required for that. Some other items here is some nutrient fact sheets. These are really quick, kind of quick reads if you want, that will show you some information specifically about labeling. Again, based upon your needs, if you're trying to understand a certain topic. Okay. And then they have multimedia. Some of this stuff comes in the form of videos, which is really great. If you don't want to sit here reading and you want to just listen to it, it's great as well. But all of these resources and even more additional resources, some online books and things here. Okay. So label claims, let me go back up here really quick. And then let me show you this right here. Label claims for conventional foods and dietary. This is what I would recommend you read. Okay, first off, before any of this other information, take a look at this, because this will explain to you, because like I mentioned before, I get a ton of questions about somebody wants to create a health product and you want to claim that it gives you more energy, burns fat. You know, all of these things are considered health claims, but you have to, depending upon the type of claim that you're going to make on the label, you need to get in writing, you need to send away for an FDA approval to allow you to use those terms based on the ingredients and the product itself, okay? And it's super important because you don't want to make a claim on a product and then have a consumer file a complaint to the FDA about your claim and it doesn't do that, because it just creates a big problem. So, and by the way, the most important part of all of this, this article right here, is going to be right here. Okay. Make sure you read this as you go through and then read the rest of it, because it tells you the definition of what they claim is a health claim. Okay. So definitely, I actually worked with a company when Marketing Food Online started. It was about a year and a half ago. We actually worked with a company that had a beverage. It was a beverage company, and they wanted to clarify the health claims on their packaging. So I explained to them, I brought them to this website and I showed them, and I also explained to them what you can and can't put on there. So they understood it, because the way that it was worded, you have to be careful on the types of words you use when you make health claims. So this right here breaks that down. And then of course you can go through the rest of the information, and all of this information is super important. And again, it's not a ton of reading. It's just a little bit of reading here. Okay. So definitely keep that in mind. These are some great resources. Take a few minutes and find out what information is important to the product that you're making here. Okay. Plus there's just a lot of other general information and resources that take you to, great articles about, foods, and how you can properly label them. So I thought this would be something that you guys could definitely use, and it's a great, resource to have on hand. So if it, of course, helps you out, as always, I'm going to keep this one short and sweet. Do give me a big thumbs up, and I appreciate you guys again subscribing and all of your great comments and feedback. I do appreciate that. And if you know anybody that could benefit from Marketing Food Online, please let them know if it's a family or friend. And I look forward to seeing you guys on the next video. Thanks.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.